Psalm 104, and we'll read from verse 14 through to verse 28. And again, drawing our attention to the wonderful provision from the Lord for our material needs. You know, we often look to the Lord for our spiritual needs and think that our material needs, you know, might not be met completely and solely by Him. But yet, here we see that behind every provision is the Lord's hand. So from verse 14, "You cause the grass to grow for the livestock, and plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them the birds build their nests, the stork has her home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats, the rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. He made the moon to mark the seasons, the sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness and it is night, when all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they steal away and lie down in their dens. Man goes to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the sea, great and wide, which teems with creatures innumerable. Living things, both small and great, there go the ships, the Leviathan, which you formed to play in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up." So far the reading. And then please go with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, we'll read 7 to 10. And the Lord Jesus says, Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts, good things to those who ask him? So far the reading of God's word, and I'll ask the deacons now to please take up the offering. Lord's Day 50 of the Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 125. You'll find it on page 54 of the Sin Little Creeds and Confessions booklet. If you have the new one, it's on page 848. And the Catechism asks, what does the fourth request mean? Answer, give us today our daily bread means, do take care of all our physical needs, so that we come to know that you are the only source of everything good, and that neither our work and worry, nor your gifts, can do us any good without your blessing. And so help us to give up our trust in creatures, and to put trust in you alone. And of course we are looking at the Lord's Prayer, and I will just read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, which will be our text. So we are following the Lord's Prayer in Matthew And I will read the request, which simply says in verse 11, "Give us this day our daily bread." We'll pray together. Father, we thank you that you have taught us to pray. We do ask now that you will give us a deeper understanding of what it means to pray this fourth request. We ask, Lord, that we may continue to reflect on it and that we may grow through a deeper knowledge of it. We ask that your word will go forth and that I myself may speak in accordance with your word. We pray this for your glory in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ alone. Amen. Now, congregation, it's not always easy to distinguish between what we need and what we want. I need transport to get to work, but would it be correct to say then that I need a car? Would it be even correct to say that I need a bicycle, or an electric bike, or a bus ticket, or a taxi? We often, you see, think we need what we actually want. And how often do we ask God for what we want and not what we need? And how often do we despair when God provides for our needs by not giving us what we wanted? But even worse, how often do we despair simply because the Lord did not give us what we wanted? The point is that God, as our Father in heaven, distributes to all his children their daily portion. He does this every day. And even though the Lord gives us as he chooses, he will never give less than what is needed to sustain our physical and material necessities. So I've entitled our sermon this evening, Our Father's Provision. Our Father's Provision. And again, we're looking at 3 points. Our portion provided, our portion's purpose, and our permanent portion. So our portion provided, our portion's purpose, and our permanent portion. As we come to the text then, we can see that the request, "Give us this day our daily bread," is made up of a verb, give, an adverb, this day, a noun, bread, 2 pronouns adding information to the noun, us and our, and an adjective qualifying the noun, daily. See, my syntactical analysis course is paying off. So, if we were to translate this in that way, it would say, "Please give this day to us our daily bread." And the sense of the request is this then: Father, please provide for our daily physical and material needs today by distributing our allocated or allotted portion. You know, when I was in the army, we used to go out on what was called exercises, when you'd go out into the forest and you would camp out in the woods, and it would be great fun because you'll be doing all sort of field crafts and military sort of exercises, shooting at each other, not with real bullets, of course. But the thing is that before you marched off, though, into the woods, you would be given a ration pack. Each pack was a day's worth of food and of course, snacks, because this was the British Army. You've got snacks as well. And one of the snacks was actually a Yorkie bar. Do anybody know a Yorkie bar? Well, anyways, a Yorkie bar was a chocolate bar, and the title was Real Men Eat Yorkies. So, of course, it was fitting for a soldier, wasn't it? Okay. But in that sense, each soldier was provided with his daily portion for every day. But as I was eating my Yorkie bar, I would often think about the American Marines during the Second World War, as they were island hopping. And often their daily ration was only a cup of rice or something similar to that every day. And then on the other side of my mind, my thoughts would wander to those who were at that point at the base. And their daily portion would be 3 cooked meals a day at what resembled an all-you-can-eat buffet. And still, there would be the different rations for the officers. Their daily portions would be gourmet meals prepared by qualified chefs at the base. My point is that in the army, your daily portion is not always the same. At times you are given only enough to sustain you, while at other times you are given above and beyond what you need. And we are merely soldiers in the Lord's army, aren't we? We are the church militant, marching on to victory where we will be the church triumphant. And as people enlisted in Christ's service, we will be given our daily portion every day, not according to our desires, but according to the will of our general. But because he is a good and wise general, he will never give us less than what we need. He is extremely generous. In our context, for example, as a church, we have been given more than what we need, so much more. We have hymn books. We have money in the bank. We have a building. We have soft chairs. We have chairs! You know. We have a pulpit. We have an amplification system. We have an organ and people who can play it. We have a hall and a kitchen. We have coffee and milk and sugar and tea and juice and biscuits for the kids. We have a library. We have air conditioning and heaters. We have flushing toilets. We have running water. And we have soap dispensers on the wall. Have you seen those? So that you can wash your hands and then dry them on the paper towels mounted next to them. How convenient. We have pew Bibles. We have freedom. We have security. And thus our portion is above and beyond what we need. But yet the Lord is pleased to provide us with what we have for His purpose and above all for His glory. As one commentator wrote, "We should regard ourselves as stewards of God who has committed these riches to our charge for the purpose of being properly expended and has imposed upon us the duty of administering them so as to promote His glory, and that we shall at some time be required to render an account to God for our stewardship and administration." You know, the Lord Jesus, as you know, taught that to him who has been given much, much would be required. And there is no doubt that we have been given much. Our portion is great. And it is then particularly in such an affluent society, when we have everything we could ever need and want, that the request to give us this day our daily bread is so important to pray. Simply because Jesus here teaches us to pray for the necessities. Bread as Ursinus, you remember this was the one who helped to compile the Heidelberg Catechism. So Ursinus, he writes, he refers to bread here refers to all temporal blessings necessary for the subsistence of life. And Jesus teaches his followers to pray for necessities so that when they are given more, they would not begin to put their trust in the false security of abundance, but in their Father alone. So this then leads us to our second point, our portion's purpose. The Heidelberg Catechism explains that the goal of the fourth request is essentially to help us to give up our trust in creatures and to put trust in you, this is our Father, alone. If we continue to look to our Heavenly Father to provide for our essential needs, then our essential needs would not become our luxuries. If we our needs would not become our luxuries, because if our needs become our luxuries, then our luxuries and our needs would become our idols. And is it not the curse of prosperity that yesterday's luxuries become today's necessities? We have more now than most royals had 200 years ago, maybe even 100 years ago. Just by our ordinary things, a microwave, stove. You know, 10 years ago, I didn't even know what a flat white coffee was. I mean, yes, coffee was a necessity, don't get me wrong. Coffee was a necessity. But good coffee was a luxury. But now, I have a plunger in my study, you see. Yesterday's luxuries becomes today's necessities. And the point is that asking God to give us our daily bread today reminds us not only that God is our provider and sustainer, but it also reminds us that we have been given more than what we need. And the question is why? Why give us more than we need? And the answer, of course, is simply because in doing that, our good Father gives us enough to serve our own needs and the needs of others. It gives us enough to serve our own needs and the needs of others. You know, it seems as you sort of read the stuff articles that the trend among corporate millionaires today are to take pay cuts. One such boss, for example, dropped his $1 million annual income down to $70,000 a year. And he did that so that everyone in his company would earn at least $70,000 a year. And that is really a Christian principle. I have often spoken of Robert Laidlaw, the owner of Farmers and a devout Christian. Now, it is said of him that when he began to build his empire, he would give away 10% of his annual income every year. And then keep 90%. But as he became more wealthy, he gradually began to give more, until at the end of his life, he gave away 90% of his annual income and only kept 10% for himself. John Wesley was another example, in the sense that he always accepted a pay rise. He always said, yeah, I'm happy for you to increase my stipend. But he never kept the pay rise for himself. He kept the same salary throughout his life and just gave more and more away as his pay increased. The point is that if we do not recognize that God has provided for our needs so that in His provision we may serve the needs of others, then our luxuries today will become our needs tomorrow. And when we begin to think that we need things like jet skis or coffee plungers, then our luxuries has become our idols. So, by daily asking God to give us our portion, we learn instinctively to distinguish between wants and needs. And the thing is, and this is so important to see, is that Jesus regarded bread, i.e. a morsel of food each day, as our only essential need. Have you ever thought about that? A morsel of food each day as our only essential need. Anything, this is the implication, anything we are blessed with above and beyond that are things we can share or give away. Everything above and beyond that are things we can share or give away. And I would even argue that even the morsel of food we are asking for will still be enough to share. But Jesus, in quoting the scriptures as he was being tempted in the wilderness, also said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And the point there is that our physical well-being is necessary for our spiritual well-being in this world. Man cannot, in other words, live by either material or spiritual bread alone. If you want to serve Christ in serving others in this life, you do need both. And thus we pray, give us this day our daily bread. And this then becomes our permanent portion, which is the title of our third and final point, our permanent portion. Alfred W. Pink says that God grants to us the physical things of this life as helps to the discharge of our spiritual duties. It is often said that the best way, I don't know if you've heard this, but the best way to do mission is to go with a piece of bread in the one hand and a Bible in the other, and then to share both. And thus we pray that our Father in heaven would give us this day our daily bread, so that we can share the word by which man shall live. Or as the Heidelberg Catechism puts it, give us this day our daily bread means, do take care of our physical needs, so that we come to know that you are the only source of everything good. But do we simply then pray that this prayer and expect God to provide our meals for us? Well, no. God is pleased to provide for us through secondary means, right? And the ordinary way by which we are given our daily bread is by earning it. Did the Lord not say to Adam after the fall that man will earn his bread by the sweat of his brow? And this is why the Heidelberg Catechism mentions our work. It says that neither our work and worry nor your gifts can do us any good without your blessing. So in blessing our work, among other things, our bread is provided. Dr. R.C. Sproul explains it this way. He says, on the one hand, we have to trust in the benevolent providence of God to give us our daily bread. And on the other hand, we are to be industrious, doing all we can to provide for our families. You know, I think that one of the most unexpected outcomes of the social welfare system in New Zealand was that it has created a sort of a culture of dependency. People have come to rely now on the state to provide for their needs. But of course, as yesterday's luxuries become today's needs, supply cannot keep up with demand. And really, if you read the newspapers, it would seem that the culture of dependency has now actually progressed or moved into a culture of entitlement. Rather than as it had been in the past, people coming to work and income, for example, and saying, I need help because I lost my job. It seems that now people are coming and saying, I deserve help because I quit my job. And I quit my job because I deserve a better job. Now, of course, I'm stereotyping. But it seems that that is the trend. I once worked in the far north of the North Island picking kiwi fruit with a whole bunch of colorful characters. And it was so interesting for me to hear one day how several of the young men were complaining about their situation. They were complaining because in order to get the benefit, they had to work several hours a week. So I asked them, well, what would you rather do? And the answer, of course, was nothing. I'd rather do nothing. This is the culture of entitlement. And the fourth request of the Lord's Prayer does not promote that. God teaches that the laborer is worth his wages, and that he would bless the labor of our hands so that our labor would not be in vain. He provides for us, but he provides in order to sustain us in our work, in our service, in our duties. Why? Not because he's a good employer, but because he is our Father in heaven. Can you see, our daily portion comes to us daily because our Father provides for his household. Like a mother who makes her children pack lunches before they go to school, the children of the living God are given what they need to sustain them and more as they live and serve in the running of God's estate. And here is the bottom line, really. Our daily bread serves us in our service to our Father. What is the point of eating if you cannot eat to the glory of God? What is the point of strength if it cannot be spent in the service of our King? What is the point of health, wealth, and prosperity if it cannot be used for the furtherance of God's kingdom? What is the point of life if our lives cannot bear witness to Christ? And unto that end, our Father gives us our daily bread every day in accordance with our request, so that we may glorify Him. But I must go even deeper now. Our Father's supreme desire is to exalt the Son. And in His great love for the Son, the Father gave to the Son a people. This chosen race, this nation of priests, supreme duty would be to exalt the Son by the enabling of the Holy Spirit to the glory of God the Father. And for this to happen, the Son needed to be born of a woman, live a sinless life before God, die a sinner's death on the cross, and bear the full punishment for the sins of those whom the Father had given Him. And Jesus said that as we break bread around a dinner table to share, so His body was broken for us. And as the daily bread of this would sustain us physically, so He who said, "I am the bread of life, whoever comes to me will never go hungry," sustains us spiritually for eternity. Why? So that we may dwell in the house of our Father forever. Congregation, it is not always easy to distinguish between what we want and what we need. But we can agree on the following. At the very least, we need a morsel of food daily. And at the very most, our greatest need is for a portion of the bread of life. One sustains our earthly life, and the other sustains our eternal life. And when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we are reminded that our Father in heaven has provided us with both. Amen. Our Father, we thank You for the bounty from which You supply for our every need. We thank You that we may pray with confidence and request with confidence that You shall give us our daily bread daily. We ask, Lord, that You will continue to do so. Humbly we ask. With empty hands we come, looking solely to You to provide. But with longing hearts we say thank You that You are our great provider, our great sustainer, not only for this life, but throughout eternity. We pray that in this life we may give You glory for our work and our service. And we pray that in the next we will continue to do so through our eternal worship, praise, and adoration. We ask this in the name of Your dear Son, Jesus Christ alone. Amen.